The Tumbleweed Collective returns to the Jewel Box series to present Nocturnal. Nocturnal will explore a wide array of night happenings through dance and recorded and live music. The night ushers in many ideas such as dreams and fear, refugee and home, romance and heartache, celebration and isolation. Ideas around these themes will be explored in a series of choreographed dances and musical compositions. Nocturnal will be performed at the Philanthropy Theater on December 9th at 7 p.m. and on December 10th at 2:30 p.m. Here to tell us all about it are Christina Mitchell and Jasmine Ortega. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I feel like before we dive into Nocturnal, you see the Tumbleweed Collective pieces, odds and ends all over the city. So will you catch us up? What have you all been up to?
Well, we've all been having our own individual projects and also working together. So this summer, we presented a show at the Chamizal National Memorial Theater called R.E. Stories of the Borderland. Yeah. So we had that going on.
How did it go?
It was wonderful.
It went great. We had over 100 years.
Wow, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. And that was all about sharing your border stories, right?
Yes,
I remember
that's right.
Talking about that.
Yes. We've all been rehearsing together and dancing and teaching and sharing our art. Mindy Chanson's been doing a lot of aerial performances here in town. And so we've all been keeping busy and rehearsing, and we've been generating new material for the show.
Mm-hmm. So how did you all come up with the idea of Nocturnal?
Well, the place, it's like a really romantic place and a very elegant location. So we were preparing this show ideally for the setting, which is the Philanthropy Theater. And so we had this idea of just creating a lot of works that were inspired by night things, so like animals that come out at night, dreams, and stars, the moon, you know. So
hence Nocturnal.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're also thinking about all the meditations or the thoughts that happen at night when you're laying in bed, or maybe you're restless and you can't sleep, especially with the political climate right now. It's so hot. There's so many things going on in the world that this was a way to more abstractly address those concerns, and also how can we recuperate from these things. So allowing ourselves, there's a certain spirituality to the show this time around. So before, we were more focused on narratives or personal stories, and these are kind of bigger themes that are spiritual to us. We're dancing to a requiem. We're dancing to some music that makes us feel like goddesses that morph into different creatures. So there's definitely a very different tone from our last show.
Well, and the night is big, and so many things happen, just kind of how we talked about in the intro. The juxtapositions are big. I mean, it can be scary, but it's also a time where you can, like you said, just reflect, heal, and get ready for the next day. So how does that translate into your movements this time around?
Well, in some of our inspirations, we do some animal series. There's always a thing that we do in every of our shows, that we have like a nature section. So this time around, we were inspired in the animal world.
And I'm seeing cats or...
Cats, owls.
Wolves. Yeah.
Mystical creatures, even not real. We were thinking of unicorns. Fairies.
Yes.
Fairies. And then we have the requiem, which is more of just like allowing yourself to let go and heal and allow whatever is, whenever your time comes, you know, to let that be the time when it comes. And also we have a type of creepy and like a kind of cerebral pieces, you know, like more of like unease and something that will make us reflect, you know, like when we are not in peace, you know, when we are in trouble.
Right,
yeah,
we're
restless.
Are magnified, right? Everything is magnified. In
life. And we have, so this piece that she's talking about, we have a lot of vibratory movement or disconnected movement, things that are odd to look at. So this idea of being disturbed or up at night, just like worrying about things. And yeah, so the movement is turning into things that are strange shapes. There's a lot of asymmetry, percussive movements, kind of like fragmentation happening through movement.
And speaking of, I mean, you worked with original compositions as well as recorded ones, or how does your music component work?
Everybody, since we're a collaborative company, so everybody puts something in. So we allow everybody to express through the music whichever they like to choose. Many of the times we have pre-recorded music. Our objective is to have a great variety from happy to weird to strange to experimental, and also like well-known pieces of music. We were working with a piece by Vivaldi, but it's like a remix by Max Richter, which is pretty amazing work.
So Vivaldi, but with a twist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then on top of that, your movements. So there's the twist.
Yes, that's right. Because we are doing contemporary dance to classical music, you know, so it's always interesting.
Is it hard to adjust contemporary to classical or not really?
No.
Not at all?
No, not at all.
No, contemporary can go to music, no music, text, voice, just sound. And so there's a great range from each and every part of the musicals.
Now, what if there's dancers out there that want to be a part of a collective or your collective? How do you all come together, or how does that process happen if there's a performer out there who would like to get involved?
There are a couple of different dance companies emerging in El Paso, which is really great. I think a lot of the progress that's being made in El Paso is due to our university programs in the region that are really generating a lot of artists in the area. And really, it's just about finding a group of people that have the same vision, people that you trust. Ways to get involved are looking out for workshops that different companies are hosting, or maybe getting in touch with somebody from a collective or a company here in town and asking them, hey, could I come to a class? Could I work with you? Can I observe your process? And I find that most artists and dancers are very open to inviting people in to see a little glimpse into the process. And also, we're all educators and movers in the region, so we're happy to share and host classes. And that's one of our missions, too, is community work through education. So,
and you're right. I mean, you see a lot of, well, I shouldn't say a lot. You can see that it's growing. The dance community is growing. And maybe there have always been dancers in town, but now it's like they're doing something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's pockets and different styles that are coming to life, and it's very exciting. And I think it's wonderful to see such a variety and young people and older people coming together and creating work and sharing work with each other. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is your second time back at the Jewel Box series. So it sounds like you had a good experience your first time around.
Yeah.
What is it like being a part of the series and then being the dance component? Because a lot of these performances are generally plays. And then every now and again, you get a little funky thing, which you guys kind of bring to the table to the series. But what's that experience been like for you all?
On our previous show, they were really surprised with the number of people that we brought in. We had about 108 people on our one-time show.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. And it was a Sunday, and we were competing with El Paso Youth Symphony on the same day. So it was kind of a not good day for the event, but not well planned. But this time around, they made sure that it was only our show. So for the dance component, they were really impressed that we had brought in that many people. They were impressed with the numbers, and they were, of course, excited that it had turned out so well, like it did. So we decided to apply again. And, of course, they want to include dance now that they see that the audience is out there to come support, right? So what we did this time, since we have our nocturnal topic, I asked them to get a nighttime showing.
Yeah.
So they were kind enough to give us two dates, which is, I think, from the whole series, we are the only group that has two dates on our weekend, which is the third weekend of.
Yes, you have here December 9th at 7 p.m., which, so for you all, it's kind of nice. I mean, it gets dark earlier, and at 7 o'clock, the mood is set no matter what.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then, of course, you have your show on December 10th, the following day at 2:30 p.m. for those that can't, you know, make it out at night. But it just seems really cool that they accepted dance and then kind of gave you your stage.
Yeah, and I do want to speak to the professionalism of the theater, and it's such a magical, wonderful setting. And so we really feel blessed to be chosen as part of this series, and we're really grateful to the Community Foundation and the Jewelbox series for hosting and supporting local artists. And so we just want to express our gratitude and say thank you for letting us participate in the series as well.
Well, and now that you have 2 days, I mean, you obviously impressed with your showing, so no pressure, but now you have 2 days, it means you have to fill up 2 shows, which
that's right.
Should hopefully not be a problem, right? If everybody who's listening to us just shows up, we'll be good.
That's right.
And then some.
Yeah, and the price for the tickets is really accessible. I'm just going to mention that. No, the company gets a good percentage of what comes into the door. So just know that you are supporting us, and we do have to take care of people that we work with in the theater, the ushers, the box office. But a lot of the money that comes in will go directly to us. So you will be supporting the Community Foundation, the Philanthropy Theater, and the group as well.
Now, if we want to purchase tickets, are those available through Ticketmaster?
Yes, through Ticketmaster. There is an online fee, so I would recommend people that want to avoid online fees go directly to the Ticketmaster, any location, or if they don't make it out to the plaza, they can go to any other Ticketmaster location.
All right. Well, we look forward to your nocturnal performance. Today, my guests have been Christina Mitchell and Jasmine Ortega from the Tumbleweed Collective. They will be performing Nocturnal on December 9th and 10th at the Philanthropy Theater. And you heard them here. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.